Okay, what you call a large wooden container, well, about this big around and this tall, with a handle?
That's a bucket.
Okay, and do you call it anything different if it's made out of metal?
Well, I haven't got enough, just a bucket.
Okay, fine. And what do you call the heavy iron thing that you use on the stove to fry things in?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people call them different things, but I call a fry pan. A skillet.
Okay, fine. And what do you call the thing at the kitchen sink where you turn the water on and off?
Faucet.
Okay, and if you have the same sort of thing on a barrel, what do you call it there?
Well, I would call the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you put a faucet on a barrel.
Mm-hmm. And if you have the same thing out in the yard?
That's a spigot with a faucet on it.
Okay.
So spigot with a faucet on it out in the yard.
Alrighty. Let's see. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put them into so you can carry them home?
Well, what's a paper bag?
Okay. Can you think of the name of a large kind of bag that's made out of loosely woven heavy cloth that might have been...
You know, a lot of people buy those what they call shopping bags, you know.
No, what she's talking about, Mother, is a burlap bag.
Oh, but
you know, you used to use it for picking cotton in and stuff.
Oh, yes, that's what we used to call it. Well, now you see, you've got Guyana in it, fertilizer.
That's right.
And you used to say, I'm a race to say Guyana, my mother and dad were. But now it's fertilizer in the bag.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
It's called
Guyana
bag.
Yeah, that's
Guyana
right.
Sack.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard it called anything else?
No.
What about the terms crocus sack
and crocus
bag?
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, crocus sack, the same thing as a burlap bag. They call it burlap.
That's what I'm saying. You used to call it crocus sack, now they call it burlap bag.
Uh-huh, and it's the same thing.
Same thing.
What do you call a small musical instrument about this long that you hold up to your mouth and...
A lot of people call it, back in my days, it was called mouth organ. A lot of people call it the harp.
A harmonica.
They use
nowadays.
Right. But now back in my days, my mother could blow one of those things so pretty.
Juice harp?
That's the next question.
Juice harp.
There's
a difference, though, in the juice harp and there is in the regular harp and the harmonica. Because when I was in West Virginia, this lady up there, she had, it looked like a little organ. I mean, you played the keys.
Oh.
Yeah, she blew it with her mouth and played the little keys on it. And she called that a harp. And then she had the harmonica and had the juice harp that she played.
So there was... Oh, we used to call those things, you know, what to call it? We used to call it back
harmonica.
In...
Harmonica. We used to call it the...
mouth organ.
Mouth organ.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, what do you call a piece of playground equipment that children play on? It's a long board and it's balanced in the middle and a child gets on either end and goes up and down?
Well, we used to call it back in our league. My brothers has made them many of them, and you know what they would do? They would saw a post and put it in the ground. We would call what I call a flying genie.
That's
what get on that board and somebody push you around.
Well, she's talking about a different one, Mother. She's talking about what we call a seesaw.
Oh, yeah.
But they used to call it a joggle board.
Oh, no, this is a joggle board.
Yeah, this is a different joggle board. It's just laying on a fence post or something or other where you jump. You know,
but
one person stands and one person jumps.
What I'm talking about is a board. You know, you put it in the ground. Uh-uh, now. Put that. And one, you know, one end, the other. And you talking about going around, getting around there.
They fix it on a big nail or a peg or something, and where it would go around and around, like they do the merry-go-round nowadays.
Yeah, I was going to ask about both of them.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Well, the merry-go-round.
And what did you call this one? The one that just goes up and down instead of around?
Seesaw, ain't it, huh? Seesaw board. Sure. It's seesaw board. It's a damn thing.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone that you hold in your hand and sharpen a knife?
And you see, in older days, come back, and my mother used to call it a flutter. Now, they call it now. They don't call it that now. They call it